Holy Week, Tuesday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My song is love unknown, my Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. O who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day hosannas to their King. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. They rise and needs will have my dear Lord made away. A murderer they save, the Prince of Life they slay. Yet cheerful he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free. Lord, plead my cause, from deceitful and cunning men rescue me. Psalm 42. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause. From deceitful and cunning men rescue me. Lord, you have defended the cause of my soul. You have redeemed my life, Lord my God. A Canticle from Isaiah 38. I said, in the noontide of my days I must depart. I am consigned to the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look upon man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day to night you bring me to an end. I cry for help until morning. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. From day to night you bring me to an end. Like a swallow or a crane I clamour. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Be my security. Lo, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but you have held back my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down into the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, he thanks you, as I do this day. The Father makes known to the children your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing to stringed instruments all the days of our life at the house of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have defended the cause of my soul. You have redeemed my life, Lord my God. My servant, the just one, will justify many. He will take their faults on himself. Psalm 64. To you our praise is due in Sion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offences, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Saviour, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water, you fill it with riches, your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth, you drench its furrows, you level it, soften it with showers, you bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, abundance flows in your steps, in the pasture of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat, they shout for joy, yes, they sing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My servant, the just one, will justify many, he will take their faults on himself. A reading from Zechariah chapter 12. Over the house of David and the citizens of Jerusalem, I will pour out a spirit of kindness and prayer. They will look on the one who they have pierced, they will mourn for him as for an only son, and weep for him as people weep for a firstborn child. When that day comes, there will be great mourning in Jerusalem. Responsory: You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory which I had before the world began. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins. The loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory which I had before the world began. Intercessions. Let us pray earnestly to Christ our Saviour, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection. Lord, have mercy on us. You went up to Jerusalem to endure the passion and enter into glory. Lead your church into the Paschal feast of eternal life. Lord, have mercy on us. Your heart was pierced with a lance. Heal the wounds of our human weakness. Lord, have mercy on us. You made your cross the tree of life. Share your victory with all the baptized. Lord, have mercy on us. You gave salvation to the repentant thief. Pardon all our sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All-powerful, ever-living God, may our sacramental celebration of the Lord's Passion bring us your forgiveness. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.